It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a Turbomax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck.
See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.
Well, quite a night here at Oracle Park. It's our post-game wrap. Dave Fleming joined by Mike Kruko and John Miller. It was an amazing scene. There were so many things to talk about in this game, but it was an amazing scene when the game was actually over. Because people, I mean, after, okay, huge cheers, big ovation, jumping up and down, high-fiving, people did not want to leave. People were lingering around, taking pictures. Here, look, there's the scoreboard. The score is in the background. Let's frame it. We got to get a picture of this. This is a game that the folks who were here tonight are going to be talking about for a long, long time.
Well, there was less than 10,000. It was like 9,600. But, I think people are going to recreate this. And it'd be one of those moments where maybe 50,000 people are going to say that they were here. But a lot of people were here in spirit.
They were.
And for the Giants to pull this off is so remarkable because, you know, as John said, they did this last Tuesday in Texas with a grand slam. This is so much fun. So many things happened here that were historic to this ballpark.
Friday night is the night for the Giants to make home run robberies. Tuesday night is the night for the Giants to hit late inning come from behind grand slams. They have this mapped out on a calendar, you know.
Well, I'm just glad that somebody can do it except besides Mike Talkman. Right? He's the one who robs the homers and he's the Tuesday night grand slam guy. So now Yaz is there. And I was just thinking, you know, you get a little sort of joyful when the team does so well like this. They do something spectacular. But Yastrzemski, we have not seen the best of Yastrzemski. I mean, he got hit by that pitch on the hand right at the end of spring training, and he was not right when the season started, and it took him a while to get going. Then he went on the injured list for a while, and it's just been one thing after another. He got hit on the other hand after he got back, and but we've seen what he could do the last couple of years, and he's really been the Giants' best hitter, their best home run and RBI man for two straight years, and so they have a few guys that are in that category, and some of them have started to get it going. And Mike, you were talking about this during the break. They just started to get it going just these last couple of days. And now Yaz maybe perhaps is poised and ready to get and start looking at like Yaz again. So you remember when he came up 2 years ago, at this point, mid-June, he'd only been in the big leagues for 3 weeks his whole life. And he ended up tied for the club lead in home runs that year, although he played the first 2 months of the minor leagues. And anyway, just great to see him. And it was just a great at-bat besides.
Well, I like the fact that there was contribution from the bottom of the lineup tonight. I mean, you think they're down 7-0, and they've got one run in the bottom of the second. Now it's 7-1, and now you have a runner at third, less than two-out situation. Here comes Duggar, and it's a scenario where he's got to put the ball in play. They had played the middle infielders back. They were given a run. A ground ball would have scored a run, even with Belt at third base, and have a lot of speed. But that was one of those at-bats where, you know, if you're going to get back and you've got to cash in right here. And Duggar puts it in McCovey Cove. That was huge. Now it's a 7-3 ball game. So Duggar has a two-run homer. Solano a 2-for-4 night. Belt 3-for-3. This is the bottom of the lineup. And in the end, they set it up for Yastrzemski to do what he did in the eighth inning. I love this about this team, that everybody's making contribution. And in a game like this, when you have an historic comeback like they did tonight, and if everybody's got a finger in it and they've got their name in that box score the next day, this win goes a long way.
I really think that's been a part of why this season is feeling so special, is because we say that over and over again, that these games are such a group effort. It is. The Giants are using not just their big league roster, they're using their 40-man roster. I mean, we guys who aren't on the team right now have helped win some of these games. So it's a great feeling right now down there in that Giants clubhouse.
Well, and Connor Menez is one of those guys that you're talking about, part of the deep depth. He was in the minor leagues. And they needed some length. The bullpen was a little tattered and torn. He's only been here a couple of weeks. I think his first game was 2 weeks ago tonight when the Angels were here. And he gave him two innings that night. Because, you know, the Giants got clobbered that night by the Angels. But he gave him two innings to help quiet the bullpen situation down a little bit. And then he did that four more times in the ensuing, 12 days? Two innings at a time. No runs allowed. Tonight, he gave them just the one inning in the sixth, and then they pinch hit for him, and he held the line again. And Connor Menez, what a job to come out of the minor leagues. I mean, number one, to get sent back, which is such a terrible disappointment, but he seemed to be a guy who was constructive about it, saying, okay, I need to show him that I can help him win, that they need to bring me back. And right now they're awfully glad to have him because he's been one of the best guys out there for these last 2 weeks. 11 shutout innings. He's allowed, four hits or something in that time.
He's taken on the Yusmeiro Petit role, and he looks good in it.
Jimmy Scherfee had never pitched against him. He spent 8 years in the Diamondbacks organization, never pitched against him until tonight. He gets the win.
He's never lost. I don't think he has a loss in the big leagues.
He's for the most part, he has pitched well. He had the one little stretch 2 years ago, didn't pitch in the big leagues at all last year. But his other chances with Arizona, he pitched well when he was up there.
Well, and look, I live in Reno, and the Jimmy Scherfee's got a reputation in that town. That's the AAA affiliate with the Diamondbacks, and he's their all-time saves leader, was 59. I mean, he likes that late-inning heat. That's a good ad. He's throwing the ball great.
Yeah, so a lot of examples tonight of what has been going right for this Giants team, but all the great moments and all the remarkable performances, and maybe no night quite like this one. Giants were down 7-0. They come back to win on an eighth-inning grand slam. They beat the D-backs 9-8. We'll pick players right after this. All right, post-game wrap part two. Lots and lots of choices tonight. John, you get the first selection of a player of the game.
Dave, thank you so much. And I just before I make my selection, I just one of the things that was one of the headlines for the game going in was to look at Sammy Long in his Oracle Park debut. And Mike, he did keep things from getting even further out of hand. He came in with nobody out in the first inning. Four runs were already in, a couple of men on base. And what was your assessment of his five-inning Oracle Park debut overall?
Well, I think he had as much juice flowing going into this appearance as he did his major league debut in Texas, simply because this is the ballpark he came to as a kid, and he had 50 friends and relatives here at the ballpark, literally 50. And I thought he did great. He comes in, gets a strikeout, double play, and he kills that inning. I mean, there's already a four spot up there, two on when he comes in, and it's nobody out. So he gets out of that. And then he gives him five innings, which, the bullpen now is not stretched because of what he did. Yes, he gave up four runs. Every time he made a mislocation, he got burned on it. And that doesn't usually happen. You know, usually, you'll miss, you'll get an outside target, you miss in, a guy will foul it off or whatever. Every time he went away from the intended target, he got burned. But I thought that he did well. He established his pitches. And I thought, pitching through the adrenaline moment for him, especially in that first inning, was a significant inning. That could have been the difference in this ballgame. So I liked it.
All right. So, and I think a lot of people are interested in your assessment of Sammy Long's night. But, Dave, since I get to go first, then I'm going to go with Brandon Belt. I mean, there may be some more obvious choices. But, Belt, he was 0 for 16. He was 0 for almost a week. He hadn't had a hit since last Tuesday until he got home. Talk about enjoying being home. He had the two doubles and a walk last night, and tonight they never got him out as he helped spearhead the comeback for the Giants. His walk was part of the three-run rally in the second. He had a single in the fourth. He had a triple that started a two-run rally in the sixth inning, and then his double started the winning rally in the eighth inning. So Brandon Belt is my guy with another great night. He's had five hits in two nights and a couple of walks.
Good pick. He's hot.
He's back.
He's hitting that high fastball above the hands on the inside corner. It's official. He's back. Good pick. Atta babe. All right, the kite pick for tonight is Connor Menez.
Hey. Are they the Soggy Bottom Boys?
Yeah. How could you ask that? We've only said it 10 times in the last 2 weeks.
Well, I think they're, because in Washington, D.C., there's
the Foggy
we
Bottom
were just
boys.
There. They have a part of the town called Foggy Bottom. I was, you know, but
these
Soggy
guys
Bottom.
Are soggy.
All right. Nice pick, Kate. That'd be it.
He bailed out, helped bail out, one of many who helped bail out his fellow Soggy Bottom boy, Zach Littell, who had his first real rough outing with the Giants today.
So there you go.
Okay, great pick.
Nice go, Kate. Okay, well, I'm going to take Jason Vossler because he came in and at a big key moment when he was a move that in the sixth inning when Gabe Kapler said, I'm rolling the dice. I'm playing one of my big cards tonight. And he went in there and got a base hit and put a run on the board, and he made his manager look good. That was a big moment. I'm taking Vossler.
Yeah. Yeah, I think of all the pinch hitters, he's the only one who got an actual pinch hit. And Kurt Casale also came in as a pinch hit. I mean, Gabe Kapler, talk about – he went all in. It was all in, and this is our last play. He used all his guys through the eighth inning, including the backup catcher, and Casale got a walk.
Okay, so. I'm taking the pinch hitters.
All of them. Huge part of the Giants'
nice
success
going.
This year. Yeah, that was big. Good pick, Mike. Okay. I mean, look, there are a lot of guys, so we're going to leave some out. I do want to say, you know, I got to go on the field today for the first time, which was just great. I mean, literally the first time. And, you know, so I'm down by the cage watching batting practice, and Donnie Ecker, the Giants hitting coach, was there, and we were chatting. Giants had two pitching machines set up for batting practice. One was geared up. Austin Slater thought it was probably the equivalent of like a 96-mile-an-hour fastball set up real close to the plate and just blowing smoke. And the other was a big breaking ball pitching machine. And they were alternate. Guys were jumping in the cage and alternating between the two. And Donnie Ecker's like, man, you got to give these guys credit, huh? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, most players don't want to come out on the field and do something that's really, really hard where they might look bad. And his point was, I think the phrase he used was, practice dirty, play clean. Push yourself in practice. Make mistakes in practice so you can play a clean game. And the Giants have just done that so beautifully. And they came home and they've done that 2 days in a row. They've sort of pushed the envelope. And look at what's happened to the offense. It's just totally turned it around. So I think that's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, it really is. We saw them last spring, and they can set those machines to actually replicate or closely replicate pitches that are going to be thrown by the starting pitcher that they're facing that night. They even they were facing Dallas Keuchel in the spring training game, and they had the thing angled to have the same release point that he uses, much less throwing his same sinker or the curveball or whatever. Actually, getting a look at the movement maybe that you're going to be seeing in that game. So it is kind of a cool thing, and they don't, it's not mandatory. The guys who want that, it's available to them.
Do you know what, in 2016 when the Cubs won, right?
Yeah.
Remember the t-shirt that was the hot item in Chicago that year? It was the quote from Joe Madden, try not to suck.
Yeah.
It was a great t-shirt. So I think we have a new motto that's going to be on a t-shirt, and it's coming from Donnie Ecker. You want to give that to us again?
Practice dirty, play clean.
I think that describes this team to a T.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It really is.
It is a good one.
That's a good mantra.
Practice dirty, play clean.
That's it.
Way to go.
T-shirt, come on.
Nice going, Dave. I think you just named this team.
I'm picking Steven Duggar. That was, you know, you talked about footsteps throughout the game. Hey, D-backs have this long losing streak. The first footsteps they heard were when he sent that one to San Francisco Bay. That's the one that got the Giants woken up. His other at-bats were good. He had three good at-bats tonight. He didn't get anything to show for the other two. But that was his first career splash home run, the first of two for the Giants tonight, so he's my guy.
Good one.
Good pick, and that's exactly right. They were hearing footsteps when that ball splashed in the pond.
Before we read this, before we make our ultimate player of the game, I mean, I do. You have to have a little sympathy for the Diamondbacks. I mean, that's one of the worst losses I could ever think of.
You can't feel that way. You can be a little sympathetic on Friday when they leave town.
Yeah,
I'm serious. I mean, it's a superstitious thing with me, and it is with when you feel sorry for a team. Guess what? they get the breaks the next day and you don't. I mean, they're not practicing dirty and playing clean.
They just lost their 21st straight road game and had a 7-0 lead.
And is that they're one away from equaling the all-time record, right?
Yep, one away.
For consecutive
63
road losses.
63 Mets, 43 A's. Mm. Each lost 22 in a row on the road. Anyway,
we won't
talk about that.
I will give I don't feel sorry for them, but I will give Troy Lovello some credit for his lineup construction, because that lineup that he had there in the second inning from Marte, Kelly, Walker, and Cabrera, those four guys, that's a meat grinder for a left-handed pitcher, and that was kind of a, hey, welcome to the big leagues to Sammy Long having to try to navigate through those guys. So, and that's the lineup that I think it was put together that way for Sammy Long. So, anyway, I'll give him that much credit.
But I digress. The player of the game, sponsored by Top Dot Solar. Go solar and get $1,000. That's right, get paid to go solar and get a 26% federal tax credit. Go to topdotsolar.com for details today. None other than Mr. Grand Slam tonight, Mike Yastrzemski.
Oh, what a moment.
What a great swing.
You know, remember the two-strike swing and he was off balance, just kind of fought off an off-speed pitch? Then he gets another off-speed pitch and then he stays back and he launches and keeps it fair. Do you have some updates?
Well, D.C. is two splash home runs in one game. D.C. says it had happened twice before, and it was Bonds both times hitting both of them.
Oh, there you go.
Which is pretty funny.
How come I'm not surprised?
That's pretty funny. May of 2002 against the Marlins, May of 2000 against the Cardinals, two splash home runs in one game, both by Bonds. Those were the only two instances of the Giants hitting two in a game until tonight.
Wow. So you mean it's literally been 19 years since they did it?
Yeah.
Since Bonds did it the last time.
Happens all the time.
I might have guessed that in Double Jeopardy. I might have guessed that.
Yeah. That would have been the only guess. Probably.
That would have been the only guess.
What's on deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Giants will try to make it three straight against these Diamondbacks. Anthony DeSclafani is going to pitch tomorrow, coming off, I would argue, the best start of his major league career, considering it was a 1-0 game on the road. Anthony DeSclafani pitched his third career shutout, second this year. He's been fantastic. We get to watch him pitch again tomorrow.
It has really been a great story. I mean, what he and Gausman have done. And, you know, to a large degree, he's been overshadowed by what Gausman has done. But, man, very quietly, he's made his case to be one of the really, really good pitchers in this division. And there's a lot of good pitchers in this division.
And I don't know what the lineup's going to be for the Giants, but my one suggestion is just to make sure that Mike Tauchman is in left field.
Yeah.
While DeSclafani's out there, just to protect that wall.
Yeah.
You need me on that wall.
Yeah, Jack. What's on deck? Sponsored by the Ford F-150 Lightning and your California Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com to see deals on trucks and SUVs right now. We had a lot to talk about on that post-game wrap. We've got highlights coming up next.
It's Chevy truck season, and there's no better time to do what you do best. No better time to get the job done in a Chevy Silverado with best-in-class standard torque and a TurboMax engine with a 5-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that outlasts both Ford and Ram. So kick off whatever your thing is season right, because it all starts with a Chevy truck. See your Bay Area Chevy dealers today.
Based on latest competitive data, excludes other GM vehicles, whichever comes first. See dealer for limited warranty details based on Ford and Ram 5-year, 60,000-mile warranty on gasoline engines.